This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSIN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the Masters wrapping up this weekend at Augusta National, time to look ahead to the May PGA Championship. Dustin Johnson, the favorite at plus 900. Justin Thomas is at plus 1,000. Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm both at plus 1,200. Brooks Koepka plus 1,400. Rory McIlroy plus 1,600. Jordan Spieth plus 1,800. Along with Xander Schauffele also at plus 1,800. Colin Morikawa, the defending PGA champion, is at plus 2,200. Hideki Matsuyama and Patrick Cantlay are both at plus 2,500. Looking ahead to June's U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson once again the favorite at plus 900, John Rahm at plus 1,100, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas both at plus 1,200 to win the Open, Brooks Koepka plus 1,400, and Jordan Spieth plus 1,600, with Rory McIlroy also at 1,600. NHL futures, odds to win the Stanley Cup, the Colorado Avalanche on top plus 450, Tampa Bay plus 700, Toronto Maple Leafs at plus 750, the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 800, the New York Islanders at plus 1,000. Carolina Hurricanes plus 1,200. Washington Capitals at plus 1,400. Boston Bruins at plus 1,600. Along with Florida and Pittsburgh, both of those teams also at plus 1,600. You can get the Minnesota Wild at plus 2,000. The NFL draft less than 3 weeks away. Who will be the first defensive player picked in the draft? Patrick Surtain at minus 130, while Micah Parsons is at plus 200. J.C. Horn plus 375. Who will be the second overall pick behind Trevor Lawrence? Zach Wilson minus 2,000. Justin Fields plus 850. Trey Lance at plus 1,600. Penny Sewell plus 2,200. Who will be the first offensive lineman picked in the draft? Penny Sewell, the leader, at minus 400. Rashawn Slater at plus 250. Who will be the first pick in the draft? Trevor Lawrence, easily the favorite, at minus 10,000. Zach Wilson plus 1,200. Justin Fields plus 2,000. Who will be the first running back to be taken in the draft? Najee Harris minus 170, Travis Etienne plus 165, Javonte Williams plus 500. What about the first wide receiver, Jamar Chase, who took a year off due to COVID, minus 500, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, plus 500, Jaylen Waddle at 550. Even with the 17-game season, Kansas City still the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 550, Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 600 to repeat as champs, Green Bay plus 1200, LA Rams also plus 1,200. Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers both at plus 1,400. Baltimore and Cleveland both at plus 1,800. The Colts with new quarterback Carson Wentz at plus 2,000. Kansas City favored to win the AFC championship at plus 275. Tampa Bay the favorites to win the NFC title at plus 325. With the Major League Baseball season up and running, the odds to win the 2021 World Series still belong to the Los Angeles Dodgers on top at plus 325, while the Yankees are plus 650. San Diego plus 750, while the Chicago White Sox are at plus 1200. The Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros, and the New York Mets all in at plus 1400. Minnesota at plus 1800. St. Louis at 2200. The LA Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays both at 2500. Looking at the American League, odds to win the Yankees on top at plus 275, White Sox plus 450, Astros plus 650, Twins at plus 800, Toronto plus 900, and the Angels plus 1400, along with the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL champions, also at 1400. The Dodgers favored to win the NL plus 175, San Diego plus 450, the Mets at plus 700, Braves at plus 750, St. Louis plus 1200, Phillies plus 1600, and the Reds plus 1800.
Get the latest VSIN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Did you miss a VSIN show? We have multiple daily and weekly podcasts to keep you up to date on all the latest sports betting action. VSIN Best Bets bringing you the highlights from our daily lineup of shows, including Follow the Money and A Numbers Game. Market Insights with Josh Applebaum gets you ready with the latest lines in action. Beating the Book with Gail Alexander provides the insider view on analytics-based betting strategy from professional bettors, handicappers, and sportsbook operators. Visit VSIN.com/podcast today to find all of our podcast options. We'll be right back.
Every day brings another opportunity to improve your sports betting knowledge, and the VSiN experts are working around the clock to give you the betting edge. Subscribe today to gain access to the full betting experience of our team of professional bettors, expert guests, and sportsbook insiders. Get the data and analysis you need to improve your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial today at vsin.com/subscribe and take your sports betting game to the next level.
Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on Moving Day, Saturday at Augusta National Golf Club, and it's come to a halt, Mr. Reynolds. We were talking, of course, about the weather threat in the air there in the Augusta, Georgia area, and now they have suspended play, and of course, they do that when there is a threat of lightning, and of course, going with my theme all week long that I've been doing on my weather updates, like they say, Wes, if the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will.
Absolutely, and did about 8 minutes ago, 12:57, 3:57 Eastern time. The horn blew. Third round play now suspended. We'll see how long this delay lasts as they have gone back to Nance and Faldo here in the Butler cabin, seeking shelter from the storm, as Bob Dylan would sing, would say. But don't really see a lot of raindrops coming down right now, but thunder, so a weather delay as we go to delay. Justin Rose, -7, even par on the day. He did have it to 9-under at one point. That is good for a one-shot lead over Will Zalatoris and a two-shot lead over Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, Mark Leishman. Rounding out that top 10 at 4-under, Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth fresh off that birdie at 8, Baron Wiesberger and Brian Harman. Then just outside, 4 back, Tony Finau and Siwoo Kim at 3-under. I'll get the quick price updates before we bring Jeff on. Justin Rose, +325 right now at BetMGM. Justin Thomas, 4-1. Jordan Spieth, 7-1. Xander Schauffele, 9-1. 10-1 for Mark Leishman, 11-1. Corey Connors, 12-1. Matsuyama, along with Will Zalatoris. And then all the way down to 25-1 with Tony Finau. Still some of the longer shots being priced currently at BetMGM. You can get on the in-play with the weather delay.
All right, and it is time to bring in our friend Jeff Stoneback. He is the director of trading for BetMGM. Jeff, how you doing today? Are you enjoying the Masters so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great day. We've got a full card of everything. We're looking at our TVs. We've got UFC, Masters, baseball, hockey, college football all on the screens right now. And then, of course, we've got the NBA tonight. So, Big day for lots of events going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I called it UFC Fight Night. It's UFC Fight this afternoon. So absolutely some action all over the board today in the world of sports and, of course, at BetMGM. Jeff, are you like every other bookmaker, it seems like, in town that is kind of rooting against Jordan Spieth this week? It seems everybody really got loaded up on Jordan Spieth bets to go ahead and win the Masters. And some people have him, of course, as high as 50 or 60 to 1. He really became almost the favorite here before teeing off on Thursday in the neighborhood of 10 or 12 to 1.
Yeah, we're in the same position talking to my colleagues at the other books. Everybody's rooting against Spieth. The books are, at least. The public's all rooting for Spieth, obviously. We had opened him up at 66 to 1, and we're a large loser on him. And Justin Thomas, too, who's right in there, we're rooting against him, too. So those are only the two that are in contention right now that can really hurt us. But, you know, they're close to the leaderboard right there. So we've got to tough it out here for the next day and a half.
Jeff, in terms of your overall portfolio and your exposure, obviously everybody around town has hit pretty hard to Spieth. Where are you guys in terms of the guys on the leaderboard right now, top 10 or so? Who else do you have exposure on besides Mr. Spieth?
Actually, we're looking pretty good on the top 10. Those are really the only two that will really hurt us. We got a couple going for us at on the top 10 that would be really good for us. I mean, that would be Zalatoris, Harman, and also Leishman, but those three would be good for us. So we're only really sweating out the two here, but like I said, they're up there right around the leaderboard, so it's going to be a sweat for us.
Pretty good price, Wes, on Leishman right now, just two off the lead in a weather delay. Are they at Augusta National Golf Club? Some lightning in the air, but currently Mark Leishman through seven holes, just two shots off the pace at five under, and at BetMGM, he's 10-1. Not too shabby there when you've got Justin Thomas at the same score there at 5 under par, and he's more than half the price at 4-1. Jeff, what about some of the other bets, you know, some of the derivative markets and prop bets? There was a hole-in-one very early in the round, or very early in the tournament on Thursday. Tommy Fleetwood made one on the 16th hole. Of course, that prop bet cashes. Did you guys have some exposure on some of the fun stuff like that, too, for this event?
Yeah, and anytime there's a hole-in-one prop and that hole-in-one is hit, it turns out to be a loser for us because, you know, everybody likes to take those big odds. So, yeah, that hole-in-one did hurt us. We do have a bunch of props up. We do the matchups each day with about 30 matchups. We did take quite a bit of action on that. We do have a big decision on one today. We need Justin Rose over Zalatoris. That was one that the public was on Zalatoris. So, yeah, the props always make it a lot of fun. And, you know, bad for us when a hole-in-one hits, good for the public. And that's what happened on this situation.
Jeff, UFC, Brady mentioned at the top, UFC afternoon here at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. Three fights left on the main card. Smiling Sam Alvey and Julian Marquez will be next to go. By the way, over the break, Mackenzie Dern does get the first round submission over Nina Ansaroff-Nunez, and Ansaroff-Nunez saw the money, but Mackenzie Dern gets it done late in the first round, armbar submission. Anything? I know this was obviously an under-the-radar card, not as big of cards as we've seen the last few weeks. Any decisions here remaining on this card?
We just did win our big decision, so put us in the good probably for the card. Mackenzie Dern winning was very good for us. We did have somebody put up $260,000 to win $200 on Ansaroff, so that just finished up, and that was very well, so that's probably going to make our day in the UFC here. A little lighter action than usual just because the card started so early and is running during the daytime here, but on the main fight, we do have a decision on there, not as big as we did on the last fight, but we're going to the public is on Holland here, so on the dog, so we're going to be needing the favorite there, so we do have a pretty big decision on that. And overall for the day, coming up to the Dern fight, we were at a break even. We did lose quite a bit on the Shore fight. They had bet on the Shore, so we got most of the money back on the other fight, so it's going to turn out a good day for us on the UFC, no matter what happens in the rest of the card, even if we do lose this fight decision.
Jeff, you mentioned at the top of the segment that it's a wide range of sports on the menu for your Saturday. I wonder where your handle is the biggest. You've got some pretty good baseball games. Of course, the Yankees are in action. That one went off early. The Dodgers are in action later today. In the NBA, you've got a marquee matchup with the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Lakers. Of course, some of the stars out of the game in that one. But on paper, looks like a couple of marquee teams going at it. Of course, you got the Masters and the UFC. Really, where do you have the most action for your Saturday at BetMGM?
Well, actually, if you go by number of tickets written, it's actually on the Masters. It's a marquee event of the weekend, and everybody likes to get involved. And, it's been like this since the last couple of days. You'll come into the room on Thursday and Friday during the afternoon, and we got the game, the Masters up, and the room's full of people watching it. So as far as number of tickets written, it would be the Masters. But, the money, there'll be more money on the NBA and the baseball than the Masters on the matchups today. But most of the people out there in the room right now have a ticket in their pocket on a matchup or an outright winner on the golf tournament for this weekend.
How about on the diamonds, Jeff? Is there any game coming up a little later today where you've got a lot of liability on one side or the other?
Yeah, we do. Well, you mentioned the Yankees. That game is in the ninth inning right now, so that's going to be a winner for us. We did take a lot of bet on the Yankees. But coming up, we've got some money on the Orioles. I mean, we opened up the Boston as a $1.40 favorite. They got bet down to a $1.30, so you know, we're going to need Boston tonight. That's going to be one of our decisions. And then another decision that we've got, we're going to need the Pirates. We'll probably need the Pirates almost every game they play this year.
Yeah.
You know, the public is all over the Cubs.
Life as a bookmaker, you got to root for the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Ottawa Senators.
Yes.
That's tough. That's a tough job, Jeff.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll be the same thing Groundhog Day again tomorrow. We'll probably root for the Pirates, you know. So those are our two decisions so far in the baseball today.
Jeff, last when we spoke, it of course was Final Four Saturday, and now we do have a champion, that being the Baylor Bears. But as always, the way too early polls get put out for the top 25 next year. But nevertheless, at BetMGM, you're going to have the prices up for the 2022 College Basketball National Champion. Have you gotten any nibbles this week? I know that this market is going to move a lot. Keep in mind, because when you've got over 1,000 kids in the transfer portal and you've got coaches switching and guys getting an extra year of eligibility, and then, of course, kids now about to put their names in the NBA draft, so these prices are going to switch. Do you get interest usually this early, maybe just people taking a nibble at some long shots?
It's a little too early, you know, like you said, people are waiting to see who's going to declare for the draft, and you know, the transfer portal is still open, who's going to transfer. But you know, they do, you know, we have written quite a few tickets on Kentucky at 25-1, so you know, that's been enticing to people. And they've written, we've written the most tickets on them by far, and then Gonzaga is second. But yeah, the college basketball, that'll usually pick up during the summertime, once the teams get solidified and they know who's going to be staying and who's part of the roster. But yeah, they call it the way too early poll, so it's almost way too early for a lot of the bettors right now.
Jeff, you also have the props up for the NFL draft, which is coming up in just 19 days. We were talking about that on the program, on a lot of different programs here in VSiN all week long, because BetMGM has released a number of those. And always the quarterbacks to be drafted in the first round. That's obviously the most important position in the NFL and highly sought after in the NFL draft. And the number is 5.5. And I think we all kind of know that 5 are probably going to be grabbed up for sure in the NFL draft. Is it going to be 6? That's really the crux of that bet right there. Where have you seen some early action on that, and which way are they going?
We actually have not put up that prop yet. We've got some different props that we put up. We put up, you know, who's going to be the first overall pick, the second overall, third overall, first wide receiver, first running back, you know. But we do have the first quarterback in draft, and, you know, Trevor Lawrence is a favorite there. Zach Wilson and Justin Fields are right behind him. So, you know, there are our team, we're still working on all our draft props, so we probably will have those up by the end of next week. But that's one that we don't have up yet, but we're working on that. And you know, the NFL draft props have been so popular over the last couple years since we've been able to take them. So, you know, we're going to have a much larger menu, and we're going to try and get even a bigger menu than we had up last year. So hopefully we'll have all those up by the end of this week.
How have they been for bookmakers? This is obviously a new thing here with the draft that was supposed to be here in Las Vegas and hopefully will come back again. But how have these been? Because I've gotten mixed reviews from some bookmakers around town. Some have said we're getting absolutely killed on these draft props, and some have said they're very good for us. Obviously a new phenomenon, and it's going to get more popular. How have they been for you guys the last couple of years?
I would say they were a small winner, nothing great. Mm-hmm. We haven't got beat up too bad, but you know, this is one thing that you know, the professionals do jump in, so you know, we've got to keep a sharp eye on those. So the pros have been doing pretty good. The public you know, has offset that a little bit. But yeah, it the last few years when we've opened up our menu, been able to offer more things that we have in Nevada in the past, you know, like you know, years ago, it's only been about 3 or 4 years that we've been able to do, like, for example, MVP for the Super Bowl and things like that. So far, those stuff that we've added, the awards or whatever, have been fair, I would say, overall for the books, I would say, all across the board, all sports on any of those awards that and draft so far.
Jeff, with the results that are nothing spectacular and, like Wes says, in some cases not good at all, is there hesitancy to expand the menu of options, for the prop bet draft betting? Or do you expect that it will continue to grow and bookmakers are going to try and get more and more creative with this thing, and especially if and when the draft does come to Las Vegas? So do you see this market growing, or because it hasn't been wildly successful, will it remain relatively tame?
No, it's going to grow, like I said, unless we get crushed on something, but we haven't too badly. So, we always want to expand the menu, get people in the book, get people talking about the product and whatnot. So the more offerings that you have, the better, and, draw people in, and they might bet some other sports. And so, and there's always people putting, the competition. If the people across company across the street has 10 props, you want to put up 12 props. You put up 12 props, and they're going to put up 15. So it's just everybody trying to one up the other and see who can get the most. And and that's sports betting in general right now. Props on basketball, football, hockey, anything. So the sportsbooks menus are going to continue growing over the years, and that's going to be the trend. And who knows how far it'll go.
Yeah, this thing, this sports betting thing's kind of taken off, isn't it?
Yes, it has.
Now that competition is good. That makes it fun for our viewers and listeners and bettors, of course, to have a wide range of options on the menu. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Hopefully the Masters resumes here pretty soon, and you enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff. That is Jeff Stoneback, the director of trading for BetMGM, and he echoed the sentiments there of a lot of bookmakers around the entire country, I imagine the entire world, that they're rooting against Jordan Spieth and also rooting against Justin Thomas.
Yeah, they definitely have the exposure here, so Justin Rose would not be a bad result for those guys, nor would anybody really on the board. Those are kind of the two quote-unquote bullets that they got to dodge.
A little bit of action, I imagine, on Hideki Matsuyama.
Sure.
He's a popular pick usually over the years, especially with some sharper bettors and general public betting as well on Hideki Matsuyama, who is 1 under par through 10 holes today, 5 under par for the Masters Tournament. 2 shots off the lead of Justin Rose, that he is at 7 under as they experience a weather delay, a little thunder and lightning. We thought that was coming in the Augusta, Georgia area. Right now they have stopped play. Hopefully it'll come back soon. We'll come back soon on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on moving day at the Masters, but not a whole lot of moving going on right now as they are currently in a weather delay. There is thunder and lightning in the area there at Augusta, Georgia, so play is on hold for now. Justin Rose is your current leader. He's exactly where he is before the tournament started today at 7 under par, even par on his round through 6 holes. He leads his playing partner, Will Zalatoris, by 1 shot. Zalatoris at 6 under, also even on his round through 6 holes. Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Mark Leishman all at 5 under par. Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Bern Wiesberger, and Brian Harman all 3 shots off the pace at 4 under par. We had some baseball go early this morning on your Saturday, and it's all done in New York, where the Miami Marlins upset the New York Mets as big underdogs, better than 2-1 dogs were Miami in this contest, and they win their second game of the season, 3-0 the final there. And the Tampa Bay Rays also blank the other team from New York. The Pinstripers go down in Tampa 4-0. The Yankees closed as a small favorite in that one, about -135 at BetMGM. We've got a tie ball game in Minnesota, and they've been tied for a long time here, Wes. 2-2 between the Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. This one in Minnesota. all tied at 2 apiece, and Minnesota is currently your in-game favorite at minus 155.
Both starters out of the game at the moment. Now, top of the eighth, this was actually all tied at 2 through 3 innings, so didn't quite get there if you had that first five over. I believe it actually it was 4 at close there, so it pushed for most of you, but 2-2 after the third, thought you might get an extra run, did not happen. Still tied at 7th as we go to the top of the 8th. Also in St. Louis, Milwaukee had a 3-0 lead. They did leave Hauser out there, put him out there for the 6th inning, walked the first guy. That runner did come home. Also, 2 runs score on a fielding error by Hiura. So now Milwaukee just a 3-2 lead here, top of the 7th, 1-1, 1 out in St. Louis.
And I know you were on the Milwaukee Brewers today, and that one as a small underdog. It just kills you to see a team give away extra outs, right? And that really led to the St. Louis Cardinals taking the lead in that game. Again, 4-3 currently in the 7th. 7th inning, looks like Milwaukee is at the plate, the top of the 7th inning there in St. Louis. In the NHL, we had a couple of games go early this morning, and they are both into the 3rd period now. The Dallas Stars looking to pick up a much-needed win here over one of the teams in the top in their division, and that is the Florida Panthers. Dallas went off as a pretty decent-sized dog here. Small dog at BetMGM. The Florida Panthers were just minus 115 on the money line, but Dallas is out in front 4-1 right now, just 4 minutes left in this contest, Wes. And the Stars, they're still, I want to say, a handful of points out of the playoff picture in the Central Division. But, you know, they're also, they need to catch up on a lot of games. This team missed a lot of action because of COVID, and they could be in this playoff picture before all is said and done. They've been playing some pretty decent hockey, really, for the games that they have played all season long.
Yeah, they're going to need these points here because they currently have 38, 2 points on the way here. Still 4 minutes to go to decide this one, but 4-1 lead over Florida. Dallas in some good shape in that regard. So this would put them at 40 points. Currently, Nashville, by the way, is in that last spot in the Central, 45 points. But Dallas has only played 38 games, and all these other teams have played 41. So you're absolutely right. So every point is valuable at this standpoint. Looks like Dallas going to pick up a pair this afternoon.
And the Philadelphia Flyers are leading the Boston Bruins. Just under 5 minutes left to go in the 3rd period there in Philadelphia. 3-2, your current score, and the Bruins went off as a small favorite here at BetMGM, about minus 120 on the money line. Currently, Philadelphia out in front 3-2, and again, under 5 minutes left to go there. Now under 3 minutes left to go in the 3rd period in Dallas, where the Stars lead the Florida Panthers. Also want to give you an update on the Ron Flatter Racing Pod, some horse racing news for you. This week's episode of the Ron Flatter Racing Pod centers on the last major prep for the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, that's coming up the first Saturday in May. That is this weekend's Arkansas Derby. Guests include Concert Tours trainer Bob Baffert, Las Vegas Review Journal turf writer Mike Brunker, plus handicapping with Johnny Avello of DraftKings Sportsbooks. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is available now at vsin.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast, and it's sponsored by First Bet. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is going to get a lot of action here pretty soon, Wes. The first Saturday in May is May 1st this year. The Run for the Roses coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, that Arkansas Derby going to go off in a couple hours here at Oaklawn Park.
All right, very good. We'll take a listen to Ron Flatter's selections there for the Arkansas Derby as we get ever closer to the Kentucky Derby. And hopefully Masters action will resume here. They are currently in a weather delay. Justin Rose on top at 7-under. It's Masters weekend, and no one has better golf coverage than VSiN. Subscribers have access to our full Masters coverage on VSiN.com with current odds, analysis of key golfers, and picks from our experts for each day of the tournament. It's the first major of the year, and our golf team is already in mid-season form. So make sure you start your VSiN free trial today to keep up with all the action, including daily email updates on betting options for each round, 24/7 video coverage, full access to our coverage on VSiN.com, and picks from every one of our experts. Sign up now at vsin.com/subscribe. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you, anchoring part of that Masters coverage indeed. You've been doing a little bit of a recap and an update that gets sent out to all the subscribers after every round as well, correct?
Yeah, we are doing some in-play thoughts. I didn't do any last night because I wasn't sure what the weather was going to be, so I didn't really have anything I wanted to add on the in-play market. Looked at a couple options. We thought Webb Simpson might be live
right
when he was 20. Under Webb Simpson did fall down the leaderboard, which was an absolute surprise because he really wasn't gaining with this putter, but was with this ball striking. We know he can get hot with the putter. Did not really do so because we don't have as much access to strokes gain data that we would for most tournaments, even
right,
some other
right
majors. So you're kind of having to guess a little bit here based on the formula or try to find it wherever you can. And the guys that were at the top of the leaderboard today, Zalatoris, Rose, Harmon, I believe were the three best in the field in terms of strokes gained putting. So that's why you kind of anticipate at least a little bit of regression from that standpoint. One fight that did conclude here, two fights left on the UFC main card here at the UFC Apex right here in Las Vegas. And that was Julian Marquez gets the submission win over Sam Alvey in the second round. First round was a firefight. These guys were throwing hands back and forth with each other. Really good first round, but Marquez gets the dub. Minus 155 winner at BetMGM.
And the Masters, of course, is in a weather delay. Justin Rose still out in front at 7 under par. He's even under par for his round today. So is his playing partner, Will Zalatoris, at 6 under par. And then you have four gentlemen tied at 5 under par right after that. Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Mark Leishman all at 5 under par. Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Bernd Wiesberger, and Brian Harman at 4 under par. We expected some inclement weather to invade the area this afternoon, and sure enough, with lightning, they have to put a stoppage to the play.
Aiming for a restart at 5:15 Eastern, so 2:15 our time, so about 40 minutes is when it's right now anticipated. Of course, if that changes, we will bring that to you.
All right, well, that's good news. 40 minutes. Hopefully, we will be able to resume action at the 85th Masters for moving day. We've got four hockey games coming up a little later this afternoon. These will tip off at about 2.5 hours from now. Detroit at Carolina, and the Hurricanes have won 3 in a row. They are now on top of the Central Division, 1 point ahead of the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers. Now, Detroit, they're on the other end. They're bringing up the rear in the division, and they have lost 2 straight. Carolina, a real big favorite here at home, minus 350 at BetMGM West with a total of 5.5.
Oh, dear. I don't lay 350 in a hockey game unless I'm putting it in a parlay, which I'm sure some people are doing. And then off the puck line, Carolina going to host Detroit. They did shut out Florida the other night, 3-0. So Carolina, obviously, right in that mix in the division, really three teams in that Central Division. Carolina currently on top with 57 points, Tampa Bay at 56. Looks like, and Florida has now lost to Dallas today, so they do not pick up any points, still one back. Detroit at the very bottom with 32 points in the Central Division. So, boy, tough to take Detroit. I don't have any goalies. I don't think they've been announced for this game. So nothing for me, really, on this one.
The Blackhawks are in Columbus to face off with the Blue Jackets. Chicago 4 points back of the final playoff spot in the Central Division. So Chicago absolutely in the thick of it there to make the postseason. And they are the favorite on the road here at Columbus, minus 125 with a total of 5.5.
Both of these teams right now on the outside looking in the Central, but I think the Blackhawks have been better than a lot of people thought, and Columbus has really been in disarray all season. When Pierre-Luc Dubois requested a trade, got traded to Winnipeg, so they met his request. And just injuries and guys underperforming or guys in and out of the lineup, obviously. John Tortorella, a very not the easiest coach necessarily to play for, and players can get sideways with him and he can get sideways with players. He is absolutely what you would call a wild card coach, a very good one. He's won a lot of places, but Columbus has really been struggling. Blackhawks have been surprising because it looks like they found a goaltender, that being the rookie Kevin Lankinen, who's actually been very good for this team. I do like Chicago. Money has moved that way, so they might not control play on most nights, but against a Columbus team that's not really one of the better five-on-five teams in this league, I think Chicago is probably the side here. They're just playing a little bit more consistent hockey. Neither team really playing great, though, over the course of the last 10 games. But I would say Chicago would be where I would go. Columbus has now lost Zach Werenski, who's their number one D-man for the rest of the season. David Savard being held out. Monday is the trade deadline, actually, in the NHL. So he may be getting held out. So Columbus may be sellers here at the deadline, thinking that, okay, we may not be able to make the playoffs. I think the Blackhawks still have some aspirations. So I'd go with Chicago here, minus the small change.
Wes, if you want to get really excited again, Patrick Cantlay, they're showing him on 15 here in 2019, where he made his eagle to, he was in
now
the lead.
Now I'm watching
at that
this
point,
and thinking
he?
I have a chance at the outright. He did get on the lead, and then seeing Tony Finau on the leaderboard, I'm like, man, we're in business here. But this is the 2019 coverage currently on CBS.
And of course, we know who won on that occasion. That was the man who wears red on Sundays at 43 years old. We've got another 40 something in the league this year.
Yeah, if you had Francesco Molinari look away here momentarily,
yeah,
I think they've already reached the 12th hole where he put the ball in the water and his chances got sunk. So if you don't want to relive that pain, I suggest averting your eyes.
All right. When we come back on the other side, we'll touch on a couple more hockey games that are going to drop the puck at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That'll be Winnipeg and Montreal. Also, Ottawa and Toronto. Get to some more games a little bit later.
Flyers now a final two, by the way, 3-2 over the Boston Bruins. So Flyers are small underdogs, about even money. Pick up two very needed points.
Yeah, a couple of dogs cash in the first two hockey games of your Saturday. Earlier it was the Dallas Stars getting past the Florida Panthers. In baseball, Seattle's broken the tie 3-2. They lead the Minnesota Twins on the road in the eighth inning. The Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants are underway in San Francisco. No score in this one in the second inning, and the Oakland Athletics are in action in the Houston area with the Astros. Third inning there, no score in this one between the A's and the Stros. We'll be back inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM in just a moment on VSiN. Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during the game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using the VSIN100 promo, and if you place $1 on the money line on the Nationals or the Dodgers, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. It's a new customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia only. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you back inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. And and they are currently at a weather delay at Augusta National for the third round moving day at the Masters. Everybody got at least nine holes in as far as the top of the leaderboard for the most part. Justin Rose and Zalatoris threw six holes only. Rose is still your leader, even par on his round for the day. He is at seven under par. Started out with a couple of birdies, then gave him back with a couple of bogeys. He is in the lead by a shot, seven under par, one shot ahead of Will Zalatoris, who's at six under. Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Mark Leishman at five under par, followed by Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Bernd Wiesberger, and Brian Harman, all at four under par. Also on the ice, we have two finals west. The Dallas Stars knock off the Florida Panthers 4-1. The Philadelphia Flyers take care of the Boston Bruins 3-2. And that's two victories for underdogs to get the day started on the ice. And we talked about a couple of games coming up at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern in the last segment. Two more that will drop the puck at the same time. And it's Winnipeg and Montreal. They are in the third and fourth spots, respectively, in the North Division, the All-Canada Division. The Jets have won two in a row. The Canadiens have lost two straight. Yet Montreal is a small home favorite here at BetMGM, minus 130 on the money line with a total of 5.5.
Yeah, nothing for me on this particular game. As you mentioned, they're battling for those spots. It looks like they're going to get those spots because there is a clear line of separation in that North Division. Toronto, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and then a little bit down to Montreal at 43 points. But Montreal, an 8-point gap over Vancouver and Calgary, who have really yet to get it going, and then Ottawa bringing up the rear there. So, look, Montreal, to me, they were kind of the buzz team. I followed along with some guys I trusted and look likely to make the playoffs, but they've been a little bit disappointing here. It'll be Hellebuck and Allen respectively going in between the pipes for these two teams. Winnipeg has gotten a little bit of the money, a trickle of action on this standpoint. So Carey Price is going to be out tonight in goal for Montreal and also out Monday against Toronto dealing with an upper body injury. So that's why I think you've seen a little bit of a trickle of the action on Winnipeg. By the way, just really quickly back to the Masters. About a half hour from now, or a little less than a half hour from now, they are scheduled to restart. Sunset, by the way, at Augusta National is scheduled to be 7:55, so they're probably going to have about 2.5 hours. Not sure if that's enough to get all the lead groups home, still with 12 holes to play, but should get most of it in unless there's another delay.
That's interesting for the handicap, too, because, I mean, if you're doing live wagering right now, we're going to have to see when they come back if they got any moisture and if it softened up the course at all. It wasn't raining when they went to the delay. Mm-hmm. It was obviously lightning in the area is why they had the stoppage. But that is interesting to see if any moisture softened up the course.
And for the players, is that an advantage to go ahead if they can get it done? I got to think at least the last couple groups are not going to be able to finish 12 holes here in about 2.5 hours at a major championship on Saturday, albeit there's groups of two and not groups of three like you get in the first two rounds. So going to be cutting it a little bit close.
You can also typically play for about 10 to 15 minutes after sunset. So they should be able to go till about 8:10 p.m. Eastern time or so. From the looks of things, I can't imagine they got so much moisture that is really going to affect this course. I mean, and it wasn't that long of a delay. I mean, how long have they been off right now? For about an hour, hour and a half or so? Let's get back to the hockey that'll come up at the 4 o'clock hour Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is Ottawa at Toronto, and that will be all of your 4 p.m. Pacific starts, and this is the top versus the bottom as well. We've got Carolina taking on Detroit. Here you've got the Maple Leafs and the Senators. Toronto's won five in a row. The Ottawa Senators have dropped three straight, and this is another huge price, Wes. Maybe you pair this one. You talked about a parlay with a big favorite. They're the same price here. Toronto is as Carolina, minus 350 on the money line over Ottawa, and 6.5 for your total.
8-1-1 are the Maple Leafs in their last 10 games. Jack Campbell has not yet been defeated this season as he has been between the pipes. He'll match up. Other side will be Anton Forsberg going for the Ottawa Senators. you know, tough to get in these teams' ways. Obviously, books with hockey. Hockey's going to be a lower handle, but you obviously would like to kill these parlays from that standpoint. So it would be Forsberg going. Austin Matthews has been spectacular for Toronto really all season. And they've been pretty much the wire-to-wire leader so far in this makeshift North Division with the all-Canadian teams, 5 points ahead of the Edmonton Oilers. So nothing for me on this one. Total currently 6.5, juice to the under at -120.
More baseball also coming up at the 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern hour. The Red Sox are in Baltimore to face off with the Orioles, and Jeff Stoneback talked about this one, Wes, that the book has some liability on this one. Garrett Richards dealing for the Sox versus Bruce Zimmerman for the O's. Both of these squads, and this is kind of interesting, both squads at 4-3 and atop the American League East Division. Boston a road favorite here, and I believe Jeff said the book was going to be rooting for the Red Sox. They're at -130 with a total of 9.5.
Orioles swept the Red Sox in Fenway last weekend, and Boston did get the W last night. Ever since Boston got swept in that series, they've won 4 in a row. They swept the Tampa Bay Rays early part of the week and did get the win last night in Camden Yards, 7-3, or actually on Thursday night, rather, 7-3 over the Orioles. So books back, it looks like a little bit of backing of the O's here because they've gotten a little bit of a depression, I guess, if you will, on the money line, but kind of lean a little bit to the under here. It's a little bit risky because Garrett Richards really got shelled, and people see, obviously, it, albeit only one start, a guy with the 27 ERA and think, okay, we're going to automatically go to the over here. Maybe not so much. That was just a bad start the first time. Sometimes when you see a team a second time around, you fare a little bit better. That's certainly where the total movement is being indicated because it's used to the under most spots. And just a flat 9.5 here at BetMGM.
San Diego is in Arlington to face the Rangers. Chris Paddock versus Jordan Lyles. Padres are 5-3 on the season. Texas is at 3-4. Paddock and the Pods are the road favorite here, -150 with a total of 9. And I like to crunch the numbers. My friends at Clear Data Sports, Base Winner, the Base Winner team, send me a lot of their baseball metrics and their handicapping, and I really like to take a look at their stuff. They make the Pods a value play today. They think they should be favored by more than the -150 that's hung right now, pretty much across the board in Las Vegas. And it makes a little bit of sense because, for the most part, Texas has been a pretty much of a fade team all season long.
And to that point, this was a trend that I saw on Twitter this morning. Ralph Michaels at Cal Sports LV on Twitter had a, did you know, in terms of a team off a no-hitter, teams that had zero hits in the previous game, and that team in question here being the Texas Rangers, 19-32 last 51 times, minus 15.3 units, and 56.9% to the under in the next game. And you're seeing a little bit of movement to the under. I think it's 9 minus 115 to the under here at BetMGM. Pretty much used to the under across the board. So ordinarily, you might think, okay, a team off a no-hitter or getting no hit, you want to come back on them because they're going to rebound right the next game because everybody wants to bet against them. And by this metric, or by this trend, rather, maybe not so much. I don't know if I'm going to do that on the side. Chris Paddock did have a little bit of a shaky start against the Diamondbacks his first time out. Maybe the sheriff rebounds here, but I wouldn't be on the side necessarily. I think I would follow suit on the under because I think he's going to be a little bit better in that first start. And then Jordan Lyles probably been the best pitcher so far for Texas, just a 3.18 ERA. And even better on the XFIP, which is what I really like to look at,
right,
at a little less than 2.25. So under'd be the way I'd go for the Padres and the Rangers.
You talk about fading the team after a no-hitter. That is not necessarily the recipe I like to subscribe to, but definitely going against that pitcher in his next outing off of that no-hitter. That's
yes,
what I like to go against.
Him. Absolutely. So maybe not so much the teams necessarily.
Right, but that pitcher.
I like to fade off that perfect game, too, because obviously you have nowhere to go but downwards. So And that's what I'm probably going to do here. Instead of going with the side, I would go with the total on the under.
The Angels are in Toronto to face the Blue Jays. Jose Quintana facing Steven Matz. Los Angeles has won two in a row, and they are tied atop the American League West with the Houston Astros. Blue Jays have lost four in a row, and Toronto is a small home favorite here, minus 112 with a total of 10.5. Big total here at BetMGM.
Angels have really been hitting the cover off the ball to start the season. Five or more runs in six of the eight games that they have played. They've also scored one run in every four at bats against left-handers, and they get one on the opposite side tonight in Steven Matz. And look, Angels so far have exploited this Blue Jays pitching staff, battle of southballs. But Quintana on the other side had a thumb injury here earlier in the season or in spring training, has not really looked good in his own right. So probably the way I would have to go here would be the over on this one. And I'm interested to see going forward how this Toronto team plays and done it in Florida in their spring training. Right. That's where their home park is, at least makeshift right now. So kind of keep in mind to see how if the balls fly out of the ballpark down there.
And a big total, and you're looking towards the over 10.5, the number currently across the board here in Las Vegas. Another hour in the books. Hopefully the Masters will resume here in about the next 15, 20 minutes, and we'll roll through the rest of the program, keeping you updated on the action at Augusta.